We began Talay Chaim, Akitz of Ram Neshech Neofer from the Chalban. Page Lamed Aleph, Soid HaGolus. Golus, of course, is not just a matter of where we are living, where we are, whether we're in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz. Of course, that's very, very important. In order to prepare for Gula, we have to develop the Moichin of Gula. An awareness, a way of thinking. Throughout all the years of Golus, there were Jews who are living in Golus physically, and they have moichin the Golus. Their minds are Golus minds. There are Jews who are living in Golus, but their minds are moichin of Geula. Moichin of Geula. There's a huge difference between these two people. The Baruch Shalom wants us now, we were holding now, Erev Tavshin Ayin Hei, to begin to think with the Moichin of Gula, the mind of redemption. It's a different way of looking at everything in life. It's a different way of thinking. And this entire Sefer is devoted to this transformation, to become Jews who are able to think big. The beginning of that is to understand what is the side of Golus. What is Golus? So we just started the first paragraph of page Lamed Aleph. Let's review on page Lamed Aleph the first paragraph. V'nei Golus Yisrael mi'atzim his side hamisa. We find that in Chazal, really in the Pasuk Anavi, we find that Golus is equated with death, Misa. K'mavur b'chazayin atzomas ayivashis, shagolus hi beis kvaros. As we see from the famous Nevua of Yecheskel Anavi, who was shown a valley that was filled, a huge valley filled with atzomas ayivashis, with dried bones. Skeletons, bones, not even skeletons, bones, dispersed, scattered bones. And this is a moshul of Golus, which is one big cemetery. Therefore you find that Yerushalayim is compared to someone who has died. That Hashem has put us into dark places. Golus is a bechina of misa, of death. Now we know that we find in other places in Chazal, sleep is a certain state of death. There's a certain quality of death, being asleep. Poverty. Person who's poor, lo aleinu. It's just a bechina of misa. If God forbid a person is a sagi nahar, is not able to see. It's a chosh of kemes. It's a bechina of misa. But we don't find any kind of description that could compare to the Misa of Golus. All the things that are compared to Misa, but the Misa, the death-like quality of Golus is unique. And what is Misa? Misa hi pirud haguf hashalom l'resisa. Misa means that the body that was whole, that was complete, that was working as one organism, is now decomposed and been broken into many, many little pieces. As far as the matzav of Klal Yisrael is concerned, it means that we are now left in a state of chitzonius. Shehi hachayim shall call Adam levado. As far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, what is pnimius and what is chitzonius? Pnimius means when we're in a state of health, and each Jew each Jew feels inseparable from the other. And that Am Yisrael is a nation, is a people. A nation that has limbs and organs. Therefore, the Chachamim, like the Tanya writes about in the beginning, the Chachamim are called, we see in Chazal, in the Chumash, are called the Einei Ha'ed, the eyes of the people. And there's the king is called the heart of the people. And so on. All the way down to the little toe, that's this week's parasha. Atam mitzav mayam kulchem lefnei Hashem lekechem, right? Chayte v'etzecha, shoy v'mecha, reshechem shifteichem. All different madregas. We're going to be talking about that tonight, mitzvah in the Ishbitz shir. All different madregas. But with all of these madregas, it's reshechem shifteichem, chayte v'etzecha, shoy v'mecha. It's our water carrier. The water carrier is a water carrier that feels a deep, deep connection to the highest Jew on earth. And the highest Jew on earth feels that he can't live without the same way that the head, like the Tanya always says, that the head can't do anything without the feet, can't move anywhere. He could be the smartest brain in the world, but he's not going anywhere without the feet. So the Reshechem Shifteichem, Chayter Vetzecha, Shoyev Memecha, from the highest, biggest tzaddikim all the way down to the little war carriers and the woodcutters, the woodchoppers. But it's one living, vibrant, healthy organism. It's called Am Yisrael. And the head knows, the Rosh, the Tzaddik knows that his life is not a life without that little Yid on the bottom. And the Yid on the bottom knows, of course, that he can't live. He has no Chiyas without the Tzaddik, without the Rosh, and everything in between. Just like the two hands and the two arms and the eyes and every part of the body. As we were learning in the Maimer, in Derech Mitzvasecha, in the Chabur last year, the Mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael. Misa, as far as Klai Yisrael is concerned, is you're separate. Each person on his own. Yeah, you pay membership to the shul, you belong to a certain yeshiva, you have a certain chevra, you have a family, you have children. But the mitzias of Golus is Chayim shall call Adam Levadai. Chayim is the opposite of Atam Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Lekechem. Nitzavim. The only time that Am Yisrael is in a state of Nitzavim. Nitzavim means when you're standing tall and proud. Nitzavim. That's when we're living as a nation, as a people, in our land. It's a life of each person levado by himself. In Golus, we were no longer one body. We no longer had the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was the heart, the soul of Am Yisrael. All the light and all the life, all the blood, all the chiyus, all the simcha, klilas yoyfi Yerushalayim, that was the heart, that was the soul. Everything came from there. And reached all of the extremities of Am Yisrael, even to that little Jew. He felt a kesha, a chibur to every other Jew through the Beis HaMikdash. Mikdash Melech, Ir Melucha. We lived in such a state, and there were Nevi'im, and there was a Melech, there was Malchus Beis David. We have no musig of what we're supposed to be like, what Am Yisrael is supposed to be like. A musig of what we're supposed to be like, of what it's going to be like in Mitzvah Shem. A people, a nation, in our land. Everything was Sanhedrin, Beis HaMikdash, Nevuah, Urim V'Tumim. Now in Golus, like the bones in the vision of Yechezkel, each piece is its own. Tayim Nifrodim, like separate cells. Zemizeh, Ba'aba Ruchos Hashemayim, dispersed all over. V'chadivya Ha'grob Likutim Shebesayif, this is a very, very famous gra, and it's an unforgettable gra. Now, there are a lot of things that when I was younger I said were unforgettable, but I don't remember them anymore. But this one I haven't forgotten. It's very hard to forget. V'eini toni yodeya adma. The gra says, "Eini toni yodeya adma," which is a fancy way of saying, we don't know what's going on. We don't understand. Ad ye'ora aleinu ruach mimorum. We're lost. We're totally at a loss. We're confused. Until a ruach will descend upon us from above. Kimeis shecharav habayis. The Gros says, since the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, yotzar ruchenu ateres roshenu. Like it says in Eicha, nafla ateres roshenu. The crown of our head has fallen. Yotzar ruchenu ateres roshenu. Every word here, of course, that the Gros is saying is with Kabbalah. We're just going to try to learn and understand the pshat. But yotzar, the ruach has left us. Now we're alive. But the ruach has, we're physically, biologically, physiologically, we're functioning. And it could be that in many ways we're doing better than our ancestors. We have longer lifespans. We're healthier physically. But yotzer ruchenu, since the Beis HaMikdash has been taken, yotzer ruchenu, the ruach has left us. Ateres roshenu, the crown of our heads. V'nishar'nu rak anachnu, and all that's left of us is hu guf shelo, is the body of the Jewish people. The ruach has gone. Below nefesh. The ruach is gone. And then he says, below nefesh. The nefesh has left. The yitziyah l'chutz l'aretz hu hakever. So there were shlavim, there were stages. By the churban it was already, the ruach left, the nefesh left. By the churban it's hamikdash. And then, once of course, there's a separation between the guf and the ruach, that means the person is dead. So the nation died. In Ruchnius, the nation died, and we went into Golos. The Golos says, what's Golos? V'yitziyah l'chutz l'aretz hu hakever. Leaving Eretz Yisrael and going to chutz l'aretz. There's even a tumah, you know, there's a tumah of the Avir Umas Ha'olam. Going to chutz l'aretz is the descent into the grave. And in the grave, the harima misayveves aleinu, we're surrounded by worms. Those are our neighbors. Ve'ein biyadeinu lahatzil, and we don't know what to do to save ourselves from the worms that are eating away at our flesh, that are consuming our lives. Heina oivde kechav ma'oichlim bisareinu, the oivde kechavim who are the goyim, ha'oichlim b'sareinu, who are consuming our flesh. Sometimes that happens, throughout most of history, that happened mamish, physically. Pogroms, inquisitions, holocaust, v'chul. And when it's not in such a way where it's beferish physically, then of course the oichlim b'sareinu and ruchnis, that they're consuming our entire existence as Jews. Sof kol sof, what's left of us? It's the assimilation that's left of just those who can identify that they're Jews, that their mothers are Jewish. This is what's happening to us in the grave of Golos. The Goyin says, for some time there was still chaburus, and there was still the yeshivas that we had in Bavel and Popedisa, the yeshivas that we had in Golos. Until the flesh rotted over the years and the bones were dispersed. Pizer acha pizer. At the beginning, the Jews in Golos, the Churban Bayis Rishon, we were mostly centralized in Bavel, and therefore the kibbutz of Am Yisrael was revolving around the great yeshivas of Bavel. That was by the Churban Bayis, after the Churban Bayis Rishon. Then Jews already began to be dispersed further and further away from Yerushalayim, separated. We no longer had a strong kibbutz, a centralized kibbutz with the Ga'onim and the Rosh Yeshivas and so on. And we became dispersed in Europe and then by the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim and so on. Mikol mokum hayu adayin ha'atzamas kayomas, but at least the bones existed. There was no longer any flesh. The ruach, the nefesh, and the neshama, everything is gone. But so at least l'kolapachas, the bones were still intact. Dispersed, but still intact. Atzomus, of course, is the word atzmus. Atzmius, the essence, the etzem, the atzmai. Shehein ha-tamid ha-chacham sh'b'Yisrael. That even though we suffer through terrible dispersion, and now this the bones are all over the place, but the bones were still strong. And that's referring to the Talmid Chacham Shebi Yisrael. Mamid Haguf, the same way that the bones are the Mamid Haguf, hold up the body. So we still had L'Kol HaPachas, we had great, great, great Talmid Chacham. Achin Nirkavu HaAtzamas, the guy's talking about in his time. Achin Nirkavu HaAtzamas, more time passed until the bones themselves decayed. Until all that was left was a tiny, tiny little piece of bone. Vinasa Ofra that's become dirt, that's completely disintegrated. Shichal Ofra Nafshenu, as it says, the Navi says, that we are crawling in the dirt. Vanachnu mekavim atas. So where are we holding now? This is by the Gra. Anachnu mekavim ato l'tchias ha-mesa. All we're waiting for now, and our entire hope, is in tchias ha-mesa. Hisnari me ofer kumi, which we say the pasuk every Kabbalah Shabbos, because by Shabbos we taste a little bit of that. Hisnari me ofer kumi, kumi tzi'im mitoichav, uri uri shir da baby uri. These are all the shyness that talking to someone who's not alive. Wake up, wake up. Hisnari me ofer kumi, v'yara ruach mimarim aleinu. Until a ruach mimarim, until a new ruach will descend upon us to revive us. A new ruach will come from above to revive us. Okay, that's pretty depressing. That's the Gra. Zui hisparus haisparus shebegolus. This is the decomposition of Golus. Stage by stage. The decomposition of Golus. V'hine alkein noisra begolus avodas Hashem rak besoid achitzonius. Therefore, our avodas Hashem in Golus. Golus, we're now in Golus. Even if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you have a nicer address and it's good and there's many milas, but this is still the time of Golus. And we're living besoid achitzonius. Because to us, things look like they're okay. Could even look like it's better than ever. There's a Gemara in the first parak of Chagiga. The Gemara there is explaining the pasuk in Yirmiyah. The Navi says, "B'mistarim tivke nafshi." I'm sure you've heard the pasuk, and if you learn the Gemara, "B'mistarim tivke nafshi." The Kivyachol, the Baruch Shalom, the Shechina is saying that she's crying in a hidden place. "B'mistarim tivke nafshi." So the Gemara asks, of course, the question is, how could that be? It says in Pasuk, Oyz v'chedva b'm koyma. How could it be that Hashem is crying? It said that by Hashem, everything is Oyz v'chedva, everything is b'simcha. Oyz v'chedva by Hashem. So the Gemara explains that kan is bate gavoyin, kan bate beroy bate gavoyin, which means that on the outside, there's a machlokes, Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi, hatlur pshat in the Gemara. But on the outside, in the Bate Baroi, there's Oiz V'chedva. There's joy. In the Bate Gavoi, however, in the inner chambers of Hashem, Kiv Yochel, the Shechin, in the inner hidden place, B'mistarim, Tiv Ganashi, there the Shechin is crying. This is a very, very difficult Gemara. In the Maral, in Netzach Yisrael, and in another place, the Maral explains the Gemara. There are certain Jews, and this is the overall description of Golus, who live on the outside. Now, when you live on the outside, if you're not a person of Moichin the Godless with big understanding, Moichin the Godless, if you're not a Mashiach Yid, so then on the outside, in that world that's called Bate Baroi, you would get the impression that things are great, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is laughing, that the Shechina is in a great mood, that everything is terrific. If the Cholent came out good this Shabbos, life is good. if you got some professor who, in order to give you an A+, you just have to remember your name and social security, that's good, no? On top of that, he didn't give you any paper to do, or he gave you a paper but there's already a long Messiah in that Indian. So then life is good. What could be bad? If you live on the outside, so then you don't see Hashem cry. The Maral explains over there that it's on that. The Maral explains that Hashem is mezgala to you. Hashem is revealed to you according to who you are, where you are at that time. You like, that's how you see Hashem. That's your experience of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's how you experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you live in Chitzonis, if you're a divided and dispersed kind of a person, so then as long as on the Chitzonis things look okay. I have a nice wife, nice house, good job. And even I also learned the Daf Yomi and I tried Daven 3 times a day. If it looks good, the Tzura is good, so then in that world, the appearance of that world is Oiz V'ched V'Bem Koyma. But if a person lives in a place that's called Mistarim, in that deep hidden place, that place inside of us that understands that without Nevuah, this is not the way Yiddishkeit is supposed to be. That without the Beis HaMikdash, what are we doing without the Beis HaMikdash? What's a Yom Kippur without the Beis HaMikdash? So we're going to stand there next week or 2 weeks and we're going to say, Mare, Koyein, and everybody's going to sing Marika. And everybody's going to be all like excited that try to imagine what it was like. We don't have a musuk of what it was like. How the Koyein Gadol, when it came out, we don't have a musuk of what that means. The Beis HaMikdash, Kodesh Kadoshim, the Avoid of Yom Kippur. What we're missing, a Jew who lives in the Mistarim knows that without the Beis HaMikdash, it's kind of Yom Kippur. It's not Yom Kippur. That's not Yom Kippur. It's a Yom Kippur that Yom Kippur to cry about. The whole Indian of Golas is Avodah Zarah Rak B'Soed HaChitzonius. The Chitzonius on the outside, if you live on the outside of things, so then it's always V'Ched V'Mekoyma, it looks like everything is okay. And as I said last week, judging by the size of the pieces of meat that they're showing in all the Jewish film magazines that you could buy in your local grocery store, life has never been better because there was never ever pieces of meat like that the Jews were able to eat. Unless you just bit directly into the cow. You never had pieces of meat like they're showing in the Jewish groceries now. And they have Chassidic models holding up the pieces of meat. Life is good. What's bad? Everything is good. Yeah, and you can get some person that lives over here in the neighborhood, and he got himself a glass of beer, a can of beer, and he got himself a nice girlfriend. His television works. Life is good. That's Rachmanis. That's what Golas is. Golas, whatever simcha there is in Golas, is beside a chitzonius. So tikkun atzmo bilvad. The Indian of Golas is each man on his own. Therefore, if my life is good, let's say even in Ruchnis, you learn a lot, everything is good. Soy tikkun atzmo bilvad. But the whole Indian of Golas is mefuzo mefayra, divided and dispersed. Ki bizman haGolas lohay yochel haAdam litpais atzmo bechinas apnimius. The problem is that in Golas we can't see ourselves in that way of pnimius. We don't look at ourselves from that perspective of pnimius. Mipnei risuk ha'uma, because the nation is crushed, not just in big pieces, crushed. Like, you know, when you put in the blender, there are different settings on the, there are no blenders anymore, I don't know. But, maybe there are. But we still have a blender. So it says over there, there are different settings on the blender. Now you just have to talk to the thing that something crushes it. But on the blender it says blend, and then it gets like to, you know, there's mix and blend. I don't remember all the different things. It's like crush. It's like decimate. Annihilate. Right on the blender, you have those different buttons. One of my kids always likes to make a fruit shake. So I was sitting there. I said, I'll do it for you. Because she was sitting down with the baby. And I said, I'm going to marry you. I'll do it for you. So I pressed the button. She said, stop it. That's too much. Said, oh, my God. It was on for a second. She said, no, Daddy, it's no good. You got to put in more fruit. You got to put in more fruit. So I found I ruined it already. I said, it was just a second. I just pressed the, it's no, but you didn't press blend. You pressed great. Great is too strong for that. You already ruined it. It just became like a juice. Anybody could drink juice. This is a slurpee or something like that. What?
Smoothie,
something like that. Thick. It's got to be thick, Dad. You got to do it again. We have to put more fruit in. And then don't press that button. Press just blend. Visuk ha'evarim. Visuk means the highest setting on the blender. You understand? The highest setting on the blender. That's what happened to us in Gullis. The highest setting on the blender. Therefore, we see as the years go by, and the chitzaynius things look very, very nice. Now you can get a pop up sukkah. You can take it out of your trunk, and while you're in the amusement park, you can go there. You could eat. You shouldn't chas v'shalom have to be on cholamayit for 2 hours without. So you just take out the sukkah. You can put it next to you, by next to you, they have one you can put in your pocket, a sukkah, and you just take it out and you go. And you put it up, and you could eat right there in the parking lot. You don't have to do it. You don't have to have a sukkah. You don't have to go to the sukkah. You can have a pop up from the pocket, right out of the pocket. It's going to be a sukkah. Comes in a little bottle. And you could, oh, they have like, you know, the kids, when you blow bubbles, you can take out the sukkah, and you can make a sukkah like that. That's what they're going to have, sukkahs. Yeah, you're laughing. You want to see? In 2 years, there's going to be sukkahs like that. I don't know how, but there's going to be sukkahs like that. So, what chitzayin is? All of this stuff, the oiz v'cherva, all of this gewaldic, it's all chitzaynius. Because in chitzaynius, every little piece, since we're crushed, every little piece has its dalramas, every little piece has its own inyan, and I can say that. It's good. Lochush atzma, ki yeshus la'atzma, each piece in Golis feels itself separate unto itself, Ki Yeshus la'atzmai. Hatzoedes el gorala ha'ishi. That's marching towards its own personal destiny. Its own personal inyan. Ba'olam hazeh, ba'olam haba. It's my olam hazeh, and I'm going to have my own dira, whatever I had in olam hazeh. So in olam haba, I have my own dira. Who's in my dira? I got my family, I got some close friends, we have a dira, whatever. But it's my dira. Lefichach, therefore, avodas Hashem hismakta betikun shel kol nitzoitz la'atzmai bilvad. The avodas Hashem in Golis was focused on each person trying to repair, to do the best he could under the circumstances, trying to somehow to work on that nitzoitz of his life, that peace, that spark of who he is, which is itself a noble accomplishment. It's a chashuv thing. Ki zeh ma shehayah b'hasogas hadoros b'golus. Next page. Lamed Beis. Because that's the whole hasoga that we had in Golis. Divided into different kehilas. Each kehila with its own, the different batei midrashim in that city, trying somehow as much as possible in that kehila to have some sort of a central body of a bezdin, a rav, but the avodah was not an avodah that was even a thought of Am Yisrael as a nation. It was all my life in my besamedrash, in my chassidus, in my yeshiva, in my kehila. Right? That's how life was in Golis. Life was in Golis. It's not an Am Yisrael. This is a chelik of the curse of Golis. Each one to see himself as separate from the other. The ibud madregas achai ma'pnimis shall Yisrael with almost a complete loss of that madrega of life, that inner madrega of life, which is Yisrael, Am Yisrael, the nation of Israel, Am Yisrael. Because that can only truly be at the time of Geula. You know, you taste it. Sometimes we tasted it over this past summer. because of the Milchama. When there's a Milchama, and we understand, each and every Jew understands that they're not just after, it's not just that they're after a couple of Jews that live close to Gaza. It's a Milchama against the Jewish people. So then we're able to have a time, a taste. When three boys are killed like that in such a way, and everybody comes together, so there's this feeling, and then we start to see this already against Jews in London and in Paris and in Brussels and in Antwerp and here in America there were things that were going on in Los Angeles and Chicago and Detroit and we begin to realize that there's something that seems to be happening everywhere, wherever there's a little crushed piece of a Jew, wherever there's a tiny little tidbit of a Jew left, that the goyim, like it's happening again. It's waking up. That monster is waking up. And with the awakening of the monster, there was a sudden taste that we had during this summer, a time of Am Yisrael, where for the moment it didn't make a difference what kind of hat the guy wore, whether he was Ashkenaz or Sfarad, whether he was like this or like that. For the moment, it's already wearing off that feeling. But for the moment, there was a time. Because like Rav Kook says in the Iris by Milchama, that whenever there's a war, anywhere in the world, but especially in Eretz Yisrael, there's a hisiris of the Gula of the end, of Ayad Ish Ben Paritzi, V'nismucha V'nagila. Therefore, the emotions that you and I have been feeling these last couple of months have been more intense, with everything. Not everybody. You have a person that even with that could be, God forbid, very, very detached from things. But for most, almost everybody, there's more of an intense feeling. A feeling of intensity. Something is charged. Something is happening. Because there's a little bit of a feeling of the bones getting back together. A feeling that the bones, or at least they belong with each other. And the kind of anger, the kind of sinner that was surrounding us for these years, that for a little bit during the summer, a little bit there was a quieting of that, and there was a hargosh, a feeling of the bones getting back together. A little bit of a tchias ha-mesem. Of tchias ha-mesem, a little bit of tchias ha-mesem. But really, completely, it's only Bizman Hagula. It could only be at the time of redemption. At the time of Gula, and when we are in our home, when we're in our place. That bias is, of course, Eretz Yisrael. A bias. A bias, like the Maharal explains in his Svarim, is that which takes people who have different ideas, different dreams, different personalities, but the bias is that which takes all of those different people and creates a metzias, a new metzias that's called a mishpach. A mishpach is not the same thing as Moshe, Yaakov, Sarah, Rachel. A mishpach is a different metzias, a different mohus. Just like a tzibur is not 10 separate Jews, a tzibur, you know, a tzibur is a different metzias. But Tzibur is a different metaphysical reality. It's something else. A minyan is something different. An Eda, a minyan, a Tzibur is something different. In Halacha, the Ragachov has a lot on that. Avni Nez and Moral and so on. All the Tzaddikim, what's the Mahus, Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav, a lot. But what's a Tzibur? Tzibur is metaphysically different. It's a different Metzias than Ten Yechidim. There's something amazing happens when there's a Tzibur. An Am, a nation, can only be in Eretz Yisrael. We can only be a nation in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the halachas of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh really are only in effect when we crossed over the Yarden. In the Eivar Yarden, there wasn't that. The Gemara's in Sanhedrin and Shuas. The din that I could be Maitse you by Kiddush, that's a din that's not, it's not a, Be'etzim, it's an Eretz Yisrael Dikid din. Only once there was a din of Kol Yisrael Arevim that was Chal, that took effect when we came into Eretz Yisrael. So now we're all Goylim, we're still Eretz Yisrael Diki Yidin, but we live in Golos. We live in Golos. But we're Eretz Yisrael Dik, but we're just temporarily, we're displaced. Every Jew is now in Golos, we're all displaced Jews. But the place is Eretz Yisrael. The Mela, I could say Kiddush, and I could be Maitzi you by Kiddush. Because of the din, it says, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh. So I'm not completely Yaitzi Kiddush without you. You're not Yetzi without me. So we have this interdependence because once upon a time, a long, long time ago, we were in Eretz Yisrael together. And Hashem gave us that home. That home made us into a mishpacha. That home made us into an am, into a nation. Now we're displaced, but we're still from that people, from that nation. But look what the Zohar says. First brings the pasuk. K'mayim Zohar la pasuk, mi ka'amchi ke'amcha ki Yisrael goy echad baretz. And mostly in Yisidur it says mi ka'amchi Yisrael, right? Goy echad baretz. You say by Mincha Shabbos, ata echad b'shimcha echad. In the Chabad Siddur, it says Umi Ka'amcha Ki Yisrael. But most of the Siddur doesn't say. I don't know if the Sfardim, who's Sfardim over here? Who's the Sfardim here? What do the Sfardim say? They say Mi Ka'amcha? I don't know what it says with the Sfardim. Mi Ka'amcha Ki Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'arz. Goy Echad Ba'arz. So the Zohar says on that pasuk, Lo Ikrun Echad El Ba'arz. They were only able to be called Echad in Eretz Yisrael. The only real Metzias of Umikamchi Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. It's Goy Echad is Ba'aretz, because the Zohar is asking. The Zohar's question obviously is why does it have to say Ba'aretz? Just say Umikamchi Yisrael Goy Echad. Who could be compared to your nation? They are a singular nation, Goy Echad. Why does it have to say Goy Echad Ba'aretz? So look at the actual Lashon of the Zohar is important to see. Look on the bottom. It brings the Lashon of the Zohar Kaddish. Gimel. Begin the Knesset Yisrael Hashta B'Galusa. Because right now, Knesset Yisrael, the Zohar always uses that term Knesset Yisrael, which means the way we're supposed to be, the ingathering of the Jewish people. Knesset Yisrael, Kanus, together. Begin because the Knesset Yisrael has to be Galusa. Now, Knesset Yisrael is in Golus. Again, it doesn't make a difference where you live. Even if you live in the Rova, it's still now a Matzav of Golus. It's better, but it's a Matzav of Golus. Begin the Knesset Yisrael has to be Galusa. Kivyochel lo ikre echad. Kivyochel means Kivyochel Hashem. Hashem Kivyochel is not called echad. And Am Yisrael is not called Echad. Ve'imasai ikri Echad. When is there Echad? B'shaita de'yafkun Yisrael min Galusa. When we go out from Golus, when we return to Eretz Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael ahadris la'asro. When Knesset Yisrael will return to her place. Lizdav gebe b'kutche b'richu. And then there'll be a family again. There'll be what? Yichu kutche b'richu u'shchinte. There'll be a zivug between Hashem and Am Yisrael and his people. That zivug can only be, remember we spoke about this last week, cheder harasi, heviani hamelech chadorov, the king brought us into his inner chamber, that's Yerushalayim, that's the base of Mikdash, cheder harasi, that's the place that's the place of this family of Kutcher Brichu and Knesset Yisrael, Kutcher Brichu and Shechinte, that's Eretz Yisrael. Hadohu dechsiv, as it says in Pasuk, on that day Hashem will be what? What's it on that day Hashem will be what? The Gemara in Pesachim talks about this. What's it on that day Hashem will be what? Yes, we see that in this world, not in Hashem in his essence, of course, is one, but in this world, Hashem without Am Yisrael is not called Echad. If the relationship is not going well, if there's a period, if there's a separation, Chalila, so then, it's not one. So the Zohar says, no, Meilu, we can understand this inyan of Kutcher Brichu and Knesset Yisrael, that's Hashem, Kutcher Brichu and the Shechina, that Hashem and Am Yisrael in this world are one, and if we're detached from him, that Chalila Hashem is not called one, and the Jewish people are not called one. Because that's called Echad. Yisrael is sati in his mean in the gav d'leila, b'mei yikun Echad. But we know that Yisrael in this world is like Hashem in that world. So b'mei yikun Echad, elu b'Yushalayim d'lasati yikun Yisrael Echad. Only in Yushalayim d'lasati, the same way that Yushalayim shamala, only in Yushalayim shamala, kivyochel is Hashem Echad. So too here in this world, the only time that it's Echad, the only time that we're called Echad, he's talking about, of course, there's always talking about say Anpin and Malchus, the higher Zivugim and so on, but even on our Madrega to understand, when is Hashem Yisbach and Am Yisrael, when is it called Echad? It's called Echad when only in Yerushalayim. In Eretz Yisrael, Minol and Dechsiv. Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Maybe we can understand that the Yichud between Zer'anpin, the highest spheres, and Malchus, that that's Yerushalayim Shamala, and Hashem Echad, Kutchabichma Knesset Yisrael, and Shemaim is called Echad in Yerushalayim Shamala. But where do we know that in this world, the Jewish people have to return to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, even in this world? Minol and Dechsiv, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Vaday Ba'aretz Hem Goy Echad. Vaday, only in Eretz Yisrael Hem Goy Echad. Only in Eretz Yisrael is it Goy Echad. Ima Ikrin Echad. Only together with the Shechina in Eretz Yisrael is it called Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad in this world. Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad in the higher world, whatever that means, Hashem and Knesset Yisrael, Yofi. But in this, in the Yerushalayim Shamal, and in this world, the same way that Yichud takes place in Yerushalayim Shamala, in this world, the Yichud can only take place Ato Echad, Veshimcha Echad, Umika Amcha Ki Yisrael. It's only when Goy Echad is Ba'aretz. Ima Ikun Echad. But not when Jews are by themselves. Not when Jews are separated. Not when Jews are in this place, and this place, and that place. It's only Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Daha umika amchi yisol ge'echad baretz sagilei. Meaning, it would have been enough to say, just goy echad. Why does it have to say baretz? Avol ikun echad ela baretz, because the truth is that we're only echad with Hashem. There can only be that state of echad only in Eretz Yisrael. Bezivuga dahai aretz, in the zivug that takes place in our house, our home. That's where the zivug takes place. Not chalila. Outside of the house, the zivug between the chasen and the kallah, but the kutzel bichon and knesset yisrael, that zivug, that mating takes place, that marriage, that zivug takes place in the home, and the home is only one place. It's Eretz Yisrael, kegavna deleila, which resembles what's above in Yerushalayim Shalmala. Begin kach, and because of this, klei kosher da bedar bezivug achada zakar chol kayin v'yisrael, and because of that, we're not called. This matzav that we're in right now is kiloi kosher da bedar bezivug achad. It's like we're not mekusha zebezeh in one zivug. Zakor chulkein di Yisrael. Ashreichem. How fortunate, how great is the chelik of Am Yisrael that we have this. That we have, that the Baruch Shalom is kivyachol chosn. And chosn akala can only live together when they have a home. And the home is Eretz Yisrael. Zakor chulkein di Yisrael. We should be zoche for that. But that's the matzav of Geula. The matzav of Geula is Ato Echad, Veshimach Echad, Mika Amach Yisrael, Go Echad Baruch. In Chitzonius, it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. You could establish your place, and you could have a Beis Medrash in Washington Heights, and you could open a Beis Medrash, and you call it Agudas Achim Am Go Echad Baruch. You call it anything you like. If that's what, every car service in Borough Park has names like that. Go Echad Baruch, whatever. It doesn't make it into Echad. Echad is only in the house. It's only in the house. When the husband and wife are away from the home, the emes is that they're not in the place of Echad. Because away from the home, they can't be together. The emes, they can't be together. It's only Echad in Eretz Yisrael. Moichin de Gula means thinking in that way. That's Moichin de Gula. Moichin de Gula is Lav Davka. Jews don't have to be together. And we could have our nice little kehilas and chaburas outside. And to imagine that this is called a mitzias of Am Yisrael. The emes is that in Golos we didn't think in terms of Am Yisrael. We just thought in terms of this kibbutz, this kehila, this chevra, this town, this shul, this school, whatever it is, this neighborhood, but not Am. Am, that way of thinking as a nation, Am Yisrael, that's only Be'etz Yisrael. That's why we're going to see, Mr. Shem, as we move through the Sefer, how now the Kadosh Baruch Hu has brought us back. And there began a kibbutz to return, that now our way of thinking must change to get ready for Mashiach. We have to stop thinking only about ourselves. We have to think about our nation, our people as a people. And that's what Mitzvah will continue next time.